How safe are you on campus? Probably the first question my parents and I considered when looking into colleges was that ever so important question of safety. How safe is the campus? How safe is the neighborhood? How long does it take security to respond to a distress call? They're important questions, to be sure. After all, you don't want to go to a school where half the students are mugged on a daily basis, do you? No. Obviously, there are some stupid things that people do and kind of put themselves in danger. Don't go walking all over campus by yourself in the dead of night. Don't go to a party alone. Don't drink so much that you wake up in a stranger's bed. These are all common sense types of things that you're going to hear no matter where you go. But as far as Drake itself is concerned, I decided to select a few security reports from the newspaper so you can read about the latest, greatest safety-related happenings on campus. They will be exactly how they appeared in the paper, just so you don't think I'm making this up. 9:26 on December 12th. A male adult stated he fell in the 1300 block of 25th Street after leaving a basketball game at the Knapp Center. He declined fire and rescue and was given a Band-Aid for the scrape on his knee. December 20th at 10:50 p.m. A female entered the security office and advised she was feeling ill. Fire rescue was called. The female stated she was having abdominal pain and had recently admitted to a hospital for chickenpox. She then dropped her drawers and exposed her business to show the officer where her misery had been. After the officer became conscious and responsive of his surroundings, as well as his ability to speak, he asked her doctor's name, but she did not know. Fire rescue arrived and appeared to recognize the individual immediately and asked her where she wanted to go. She advised them and was taken to a local hospital. December 16th. Security responded to Jewett Residence Hall based on report that a male student had taken several pills. It was determined the male student had taken more prescription pills than approved, and he was having a hard time communicating. While checking for pertinent information on the student, a fake driver's license was found and confiscated and will be coordinated with the Iowa Department of Transportation. The underage for drinking student admitted to have been drinking as well. Fire rescue was called and the student was transported to a local hospital. December 14th, a female staff member reported her sunglasses were stolen from her vehicle between 4 and 4:30 p.m. on December 14th. When the vehicle was parked in a Drake University parking lot located in the 2700 block of University Avenue, two other females also lost property from the vehicle. It is unknown if the door was left unlocked or not, but there was no sign of forced entry to the vehicle. A police report was also filed. There you go, folks. That's the worst of it. Moral of the story, lock your car, don't take pills while drinking, and maybe carry a Band-Aid with you in your wallet in case you fall off the curb.